We started last night, Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, Shemoy Achenel Adam Das. We started to see Simon Mem Dalet, talking about the halacha with regards to sleeping in the tefillin. Not best practice, I suppose. But there's a few very important points. It's all one seif, the old Simon. Let us just recap it from the beginning and move on from there. We know there's a difference between Shinas Kva and Shinas Arai. Shinas Kva is what you do when you eventually end up in bed. That's Shinas Kva. That's proper sleeping. Shinas Arai is a little bit harder to define. So it is true that we mentioned yesterday, the Chofetz Chaim's opinion is anything less than a minute is called considered Shinas Arai. It's interesting that how do you define proper sleep and improper sleep? How do you define that? Would you define according to time? According to... How would you define it? If we hadn't seen this... Yeah.
When you wake up, if you feel rested. Yeah.
That's very interesting. Very interesting point. Because I want to tell you something. Because some people even... If they wake up after a whole night's sleep, they don't feel rested. But on the more importantly than that, I heard from my Rebbe, Rebbe Avrom Shmulevitz, as a shlita in Lebodel and Chayim Lechayim, he told me that his father, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the Meirosh Yeshiva, he's just reminding me of something. I heard this years ago, maybe 10 years ago, and it must be more even, and I never thought about it until now that you're mentioning it. He told me that his father, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the famed Rosh Yeshiva of Mir, said that he would sleep very, very little in the night. And sometimes during the day, he would be so tired. He couldn't keep his eyes open. He would then go and put his head down on the table. And he said it would be literally for minutes. Literally for 2 minutes, 4 minutes. Literally for a few minutes. But after that, it was without feeling. After that, he would be as refreshed as after a whole night's sleep. He would only do that once or twice a day. And it would be completely refreshed. It was unbelievable. Rabbi Vorm told me that he could see his father. He said, unbelievable. How does he get so refreshed from just 2 minutes sleep? And it seems that some people can sleep fast as well.
I suppose.
But it just shows that sometimes you can sleep very fast as well, it seems. So, yeah.
How much a normal person would not consider going to sleep?
Right. So you're saying that is... It's interesting that, a bit similar to what you're saying, I saw some of the contemporary poskim arguing in the Mishneh Berurah, and they say it's not necessarily how long you sleep, but it's a little bit about your intent. If you intend to go to sleep, that's called Shinas Kva. If your intention is just to have a rest, then it's not considered Shinas Kva. It's not so much the time, but rather it's the intention of what you're doing.
It's like you can have a rest for 6 hours, like yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, he said. On the other hand, as well, he said, if somebody is going to sleep and he's waking up after half a minute, he said that could be called the Shinas Kva. They say because you've gone to sleep properly. So that's just on the side. How do you define Shinas Kva and Shinas Ay? But with regards to Tefillin, the Shulchan Aruch said as follows: Kol zman, as long as you have Tefillin beroishoy, as long as you're Tefillin on your head, oy bizor on your arm. Also, lishon bohem, you're not to sleep with it. Afilu shinas arai, even shinas arai. Don't sleep with the tefillin on. Elo, only. Iminiach aleihem suda, if you cover them. Velo yhoysa ima isha, he's on his own. Yoshen bohem shinas arai. Then if you cover them, if you cover the tefillin up, then shinas arai is okay if he's on his own. Yeah, shinas arai is okay as long as he covers the tefillin up. Keitzadu oise, how do you do that? Meniach roishoy, he puts his head bein birkov, between his legs, v'hu yoishev, and he sits up, v'yoshen, and he sleeps. So chinas arai, as well as the time aspect, is also defined by how you do it. If you're lying down, you're unlikely, I mean, I know myself, if you lie down, you're not going to be able to make it out of bed after a minute. I don't know how you manage. But he said that it has to be the sitting position. You must be in a sitting position. And the reason, of course, is because if you are sitting and you're falling asleep, it's not going to be proper because as soon as you're type of balance, you're going to wake up. So it has to be in a position that is not particularly comfortable. That's called the Shinas Arai. Right. We mentioned yesterday the point of why is there no problem of Hesach Hadas? Why is that considered Hesach Hadas? We know Hesach Hadas is also. And we learned the Mishnah Berurah, and I want to move on from there. Sifkot and Gimel. Yoshein Bohem. For Loi Choshiv Hesach Hadas, it's not considered Hesach Hadas. Elo only Kshu Oimet Bishoik Vekalus Rosh. When you are light-headed, that is what's considered Hesach Hadas. Havol Kshu Oisik B'malachte, but when you are just simply working, when you're just working with your businesses, and your mind is not on a tefillin, ain't the nikra hesach hadas, that's not considered hesach hadas. Imloi, unless shematri daitoi, that his mind is so bothered, kolkach, so much litzoke, I go for the physical need, ad until shelevovoi, his heart, poinem iras shemaim, that his heart turns away from fear of heaven, machmas tidosu, because of his mind, he's so busy and so taut that he can't concentrate, he's totally elsewhere. V'chein simlik shu yoshen, when he's sleeping. Shoicheach, he forgets hafle ha'olam, he forgets the problems and the issues, the matters of the world. Mikol mokim, nevertheless, mitzvah min amufcha, it is proper and it is right thing to do. Sheedaitoi tomid al atfilin, his mind should be constantly on the tefillin that he's wearing. His mind shouldn't wander off the tefillin. Limshoich, to pull away, v'leharen, to think b'machshov izrois, bad thoughts. Shemitamzechav lemashmesh b'chol shah, that's the reason why we need to touch. Several times during the tefillin, we need to touch the tefillin. Shaloyasiach da'itimen, that our mind shouldn't go off the tefillin. Touch the tefillin, that you should actually positively think about them. Zulas b'shas tefillah, only during davening, v'alimut, and when you're learning, and so echlitin da'itu b'tefillin, you don't need to think about the tefillin. Now these are words which we need to just focus on for a minute. During davening, do you need to positively think about the tefillin or not? We know, we just learned now, there's an isra of Hesach Hadas. You may not think about, you have to concentrate and you have to focus about the tefillin. But does that also apply during davening? Or maybe, you know, when you're davening, then there is no potential problem of Hesach Hadas. Rabbi Isai, what do you think? One kavana. Do you need to think about it? It's true. We touch the tefillin. We often do. But is it a necessity? We're trying to avoid Hesach Hadas. But what happens if you don't? Is it a problem of Hesach Hadas? No problem of Hesach Hadas? Yeah. Right. Well, the truth is the same will apply with regards to the rest of the davening. You're right, actually. It's not just Shmoneh Esrei, the same a lot. During the entire davening, do you actually need to focus on your tefillin? Or maybe you don't need to. So the Mishnah Berurah here said the words that ain't so echlitin daito about tefillin, you don't need to. Here the Mishnah Berurah says you don't need to. But if you look in the Bi'alocha says that he brings a machloikas. Do you actually need to? Let us read the Bi'alocha. Yoshein Bohem, says the Bi'alocha. Ein b'mishnah buah, seif kotten gimel. Mashiko sabno zulas b'shaz tefillah v'alimud. See, the words of the Mishnah Berurah are excluding during davening and learning. Af, although the Prima Godim Kosav, the Prima Godim wrote, the mitzvah min amovcha, ideally to fulfill the mitzvah, sholoy asiach daito iklal, his mind shouldn't go off at all metfilin from the tefillin. Afilu even b'shaz kiyah shma v'tefillah. Even during shma and tefillah, you don't have to, you must concentrate, by all means, you have to concentrate on tefillin. Loi sasam tichen, said the Mishnah Berurah, I did not paskin like this Prima Godim. Ki abeheite b'shemo ari. The beheite writes in the name of the Ari HaKodesh. Kosav lev, chivot in the opposite. Ubefrat, and especially shemotsosi b'sefer oizorua. I found in the sefer oizorua that, we know it was a rishon, v'zeh leshoine b'simen tovkuf pehei. The Mishnah Berurah said, I found the words of the oizorua, a rishon, who says the following. V'tzoich odom. And a person eats, kshu lovush bet tefillin, when he's wearing the tefillin, lizko, he must remember, she tefillin or love, he must remember that he's wearing tefillin, v'loy le'asiach taito mehen, he mustn't think about anything else, he must concentrate on the tefillin, shalo yishan b'hem, he mustn't sleep with them, v'loy afiach b'hem, he mustn't mefiach on them, ki machma shezoicha, since he remembers, shenoyse shem hanichbot alav, that he's, well look at these beautiful words, he's got the name of Hashem on him. What is he referring to?
His kavana during
davening. No, hold on. That's right. He's got the name of Hashem on him because he's got the shin, the dalet, and he's got the yud on him. So he's got the name of Hashem on him. Think about that. You've got the name of Hashem on you when you're wearing tefillin. He says, ki himachma shezoicha shenoyis Hashem anichpat alav. Since he remembers he's got the name of Hashem on him, einoy bolide kalus roish, he will not be lightheaded, v'toyfes yir Hashemayim beliboy, and he grabs fear of heaven in his heart, hilkach, therefore, k'sha'odom mechaven liboy, when a person concentrates in his heart, bet filosoi when he davens, oi be'alocha sheloi, ein ze hesech hadas. It's not considered hesech hadas. When he's davening, when he's got yashmami, when he's davening, it's not considered hesech hadas. The kolchkin, the ike yash Hashem, because Sally says got yash Hashem. What comes out from this be'alocha, that's much what you said. Very good. So what he seems to be saying, I think, Rabbi Kagan, the way I understand it, and I think it's a bit similar to what you mentioned earlier, why is it that we need to concentrate on, why is it Isa Hesech Hadas when we wear tefillin? Why is that? Why is it important that we concentrate on tefillin whilst we're wearing them? Why is it? Because we need to think about Yashmaim. We need to have fear of heaven. We need to think about Hashem. We need to be connected to Hashem. Dveikus, yeah? Yeah.
Is that just the bracha? There's a word.
Yeah. Leman tizkoyer. Leman yeidu. Thank you very much. Leman yeidu. Yeah. So what are you saying that was?
Is that just the bracha?
That's a fascinating thought that you're adding away. That's a beautiful, beautiful point. It's not necessarily just the bracha, but it's not throughout the entire fulfillment of the mitzvah. It's just you need to have done it once. Very, very interesting point. That's a very powerful point. It's really interesting. So, but the point of wearing tefillin is to think to Hashem Yirashamayim. You need to think about fear of heaven. What about davening? Says the Zohar. It's the same thing. You need to be connected to Hashem. He said it doesn't make sense that says the Chofetz Chaim, the Zohar, that if you are davening to Hashem, you don't need to think about a tefillin not to have Hesech Hadas, because as you are davening, you're doing exactly the same thing. You're connected to Hashem. So he said, there is no need. You've got Dov Dvekas to Hashem. He said, it's two ways that lead to the same thing. You need to have Yirah Shemaim. Dvekas to Hashem, Yirah Shemaim. So you don't have to positively think about a tefillin whilst you are davening. Because when you're davening, you're doing the same thing. It's also connected to Hashem. Does that make sense? What do you think about it? I think it's a very interesting approach. That you don't need to... Right, this reminds me a little bit. You know, there's a mitzvah that we need to, one of the mitzvahs that we have is that we need to think about Hashem. And it's one of the mitzvahs, tmidios, one of the six mitzvahs we need to constantly think about, is we need to think about Hashem. Now, it's easier said than done, but we need to think about. Now, what about during learning Torah? Do you also need to have that additional kavon and think about Hashem? Do you need to think about Hashem during davening or not? You don't need to. No, why is that?
Because anyway, you automatically connect.
Very good. That's exactly what the Halakha Reb Chaim Volozhiner says. Although in some Sforim they write that before learning you need to think about, and whilst you're learning you need to think about connecting to Hashem. And the Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh Chaim, he writes this is totally unnecessary. Because when you're learning, these are the words of Hashem. It's Hashem talking to you. You don't need to think about Hashem in any other ways, because this is Hashem's word. It's Hashem talking to you. You don't need to do anything else. It's Hashem talking to you. You're doing it anyway. There's no need to do anything additional. That's what the Chaim Volozhiner says. This reminds me a little bit of this concept. Right. Continues the Shulchan Aruch with the following words. Hayitfilin kruchim beyadoi. What if tefillin are wrapped around your arm, your arm or your hand? Motalishan b'hem afilu shinaskva. Now this is the fascinating halacha, Rabbi Isai. There's a massive chiddush din over here, which one could argue, but we'll get to that. The Shulchan Aruch says that what happens if you're going to sleep now, good and proper, you're finished, you're whacked out, you have nowhere to put a tefillin. You have nowhere to put them. So what do? You wrap them around you. You wrap them, you don't have a tefillin bag, you don't have a table, you don't have a box, you're finding yourself in a desert in Honolulu. Is there any deserts in Honolulu? Don't think so, yeah, but Okay, so you're finding yourself, I don't know where. So what you're doing is you're wrapping the tefillin around your hand. That's what you're doing. Can you go to sleep like that or not? Can you go to sleep? You're wrapping the tefillin around your... They're not correctly done. What you're doing is you're wrapping them around your hand, not your arm. Just wrapping around your hand. Can you sleep like that or not?
And the boxes work.
Yeah, either here, I suppose, or here. Not sure, yeah? Can you sleep like that? You suppose so. You're right. Why is that? Why is that? But you're wearing tefillin. Oh, very good. Oh, let's get to that. So he says as follows. This is a very, very important halacha. If the tefillin are wrapped around your hand, you can go to sleep because you're not wearing them. That's Rabbi Kagan's word and your words as well. You're not gonna, you're fine. If you're just holding them, they're not wrapped around your hand. Also, you're not allowed to sleep with them. Why is that? Exactly, you might drop them. You might drop them. Absolutely correct. Mishnah Berurah says, because they might drop them, as you're saying correctly, Sifkotn Zayin, also Lishon, Techashinot Shem, Ayup Lemiyot, maybe they're going to fall off. And this is only if they're not in a box. But if you're holding them, they're not wrapped around. If you're holding them and they're in a box, you are allowed to have a benatikon b'cholin and shalif. They're in a box, you're allowed to hold them, and you can go for a little rest. Because even if they do fold them, they're in a box, so it's fine. Yeah.
So what's the reason you can still have them wrapped around your sleeve? You've learned previously, for example, you can't take them into bedrooms.
Because very good. Because this kind of sleeping that we're talking about over here is no real hesach hadas, and there's no real. Well, which problem are you referring to? The problem of hesach hadas. Yeah, you're worried about.
We already said that hesach hadas is not the reason for the issa.
Right. That's a very interesting point. I don't know the answer to your question. I'm not sure. I don't know the answer. It's a very interesting point. I do not know. Very interesting question. Not sure. But what I'm seeing over here is something that the Achronim speak about. I want to ask you a question. If you somebody, I think we mentioned it in an earlier shir. If somebody wears the tefillin and he wants to do a profane matter, he wants to do something not Kodesh related, and he feels it's inappropriate for him to do it whilst wearing the tefillin. You need to answer an urgent text. I don't know. You need to answer an urgent call after davening, and you're still wearing the tefillin. Yeah? Can you think of a better example? Is that okay, that example? You're still wearing the tefillin, but you're not davening anymore. Okay? Can we go for that? Does that make sense? For a minute? Okay. And a person feels that you can't talk on a phone whilst wearing the tefillin. Does that help? That you are misplacing your tefillin, you're moving them away, that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah anymore. You're moving them in a place that it's not the right place of the tefillin anymore. Both tefillin shalosh and tefillin shalosh. Are you going to say, it's not the right place, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah? Or are you going to say, now hold on a sec, who are you trying to fool? You've got tefillin here, who are you trying to fool? Who are you trying to fool? What do you think?
Still got Hashem's name on you.
You've got Hashem's name on you.
According to the Sons of Rabbah, even if it's a bit out of place, it's still in the
question. Yeah. So so you'll put it completely out of place. You know what? Let me add something. You put a chatzitza there. You put a couple there in between. Okay, you're saying that. Okay, good. Okay, let's leave out the Tzanzarov. Let's leave out. Good point. Well thought through. Let's leave out Tzanzarov. Good point. Yeah?
Sounds cheating.
Now, I want to tell you what some of the poskim say, and you tell me what you think about this. The poskim say, we have a raya from here, that it's not considered, that it is an etzer, it does work. It's not considered a problem. What's the raya? What's the proof? The proof is, that we're learning the person who had it filling off, he wrapped him around the arm, and now he can go to sleep. His hand. And that's not considered wearing the tefillin. So they want to say that, well, you see that it's wrapped around his hand. Now he can go to sleep. Why? Because he's not considered wearing the tefillin? Well,
so...
Good. Good. So let's go through the thought for a minute. Let me just get that clear. Do you see the thought that he's saying that if that's... You're allowed to go to sleep when you have the tefillin around your hand because it's not considered wearing the tefillin. So they say, why is he not wearing the tefillin? He's wearing the tefillin. Well, you're telling me because he's not in the right place? Well, if that's the case, that you're not considering wearing the tefillin if they're in the wrong place, well, then surely if you... That's also considered in the wrong place, not considered wearing the tefillin, you can answer your call. Maybe. What do you think about that, Svara? Thought, maybe there's a room to distinguish between tefillin shel rosh, tefillin shel yad, and...
Well, the problem is that the Shulchan Aruch here doesn't say dafka, it's got to be tefillin shel yad. It just says you wrap your tefillin around your hand.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure he's only... I'm not sure he's talking about only about the tefillin of the arm.
Good, good. Maybe that's true, yes. And do you think that generally, what did you mention anyway, that maybe... What did you want to say initially?
Is it such a difference? I mean, is it, can you really compare tefillin completely not on you? Is it you just holding it in your hand? There's no...
Yeah, the way I assumed it did it is they literally wrapped around the hand like this. I don't know if the box was here or the box was there, but it was literally wrapped around over here. No arm wrappings.
And here you've got straps on your head where they should be. You've still got a shin on your head. Okay, it's a little bit out of place over here, but it's a lot of it's on you, and I don't know.
It's not actually on you. Even if it's out of place, we say it has to be in the correct place.
Oh. Is it that? So therefore?
If you move it a bit, then it's okay.
If you move it a bit, it's okay.
It's out of place.
Right. I mean, I can really hear both sides of the coin. You can really hear the argument over here. You can really hear the machloikas. But the people who do that, if you ever see people doing that, that's where they're coming from. That is probably the Shulchan Aruch will be their source. That Shulchan Aruch will be their source. Yeah.
Is there a problem of having something kodesh on you? Because you're not doing a mitzvah. I don't know.
If a person wraps himself around us, if he has a sefer Torah wraps around him. I'm not sure. Okay, to recap what we covered tonight, Bezer Hashem, we spoke about Shinas Kvan, Shinas Arai. We learned that Shinas Arai is permitted with a tefillin as long as Lo Yoyse Ishta Imoy and he's sleeping in Shinas Arai, it's okay. We learned that he has to do it in a sitting position, and we learned that Mishnah Berurah says it's less than a minute. We also learned that Shinas Kva is permitted as long as Shinas Kva is okay as long as he doesn't wear the tefillin properly, if they're just wrapped around his hand. We learned that Shinas Kva is permitted, and if he, however, just holds the tefillin, that will be a problem because they might fall down. We learned that if there's box around, even Shinas Kva is, if they're boxed, even Shinas Kva is okay. Because if you do fall, then it won't matter that much. And we learned with regards to Hesech Hadas. We discussed that Hesech Hadas is only considered if it's called Kalus Roish and Pschoik, that's considered Hesech Hadas. If a person just busies himself with something, or he just sleeps, that's not considered Hesech Hadas at all. That won't be an Issa. A person is allowed to sleep with a tefillin, that's not considered Hesech Hadas. We then spoke about tefillah, as to whether tefillah is considered the problem of Hesech Hadas. Do you have to positively think about the wearing of the tefillin whilst you're davening, or maybe not? And we learned that the Mishnah Berurah paskens based on Ozer Ruah, that there is no need to think about a tefillin whilst you're davening, because there's no greater connection to Hashem than davening, and that's totally sufficient. And we shall continue with Hashem. We see if Simon Memhei tomorrow, which is the final Simon of Hilchas Tefillin, before we move on to Hilchas Brachos.